My guest at this time is Noni Darwish. She is the founder of Arabs for Israel, and she was born in Egypt, raised as a Muslim, eventually converted to Christianity. Obviously, before founding Arabs for Israel, we've asked her to join us to talk about how she came to her current position on the right path forward in the Middle East. Noni, thank you very much for being with us, as always.
Oh, my pleasure, guys.
Well, I'd give a little bit of your background. Talk about how you were raised. Were you raised as many are in the Middle East, with a negative view towards Israel?
Oh, absolutely. Not just negative. It is a total annihilation of Israel and the Jews. This is what the center of the educational system in the whole Arab world is. And we were taught Jerusalem is a Muslim city. Jews have nothing to do with it. And we have to liberate it because it's a Muslim city. There is no acknowledgement that Jerusalem has any roots in Judaism or Christianity. There is total denial of history, where Muslims went in and built a mosque on top of the Jewish temple. This was never told to us. So there is a total change of history. History has been rewritten by Islam, absolutely.
So what did you learn, and how did your views change?
Well, I only learned the truth after I came to America, because if you live in the Muslim world, you can never really learn the truth, because your information is filtered. There is censorship. I actually worked in censorship when I was a journalist in the Middle East. So information is totally filtered. And the propaganda at the same time is daily, very intense. Islam lives on propaganda and denies the truth. And anybody who says that anything related to the truth from another point of view is immediately regarded as a traitor. And riots happen, and this person's life is threatened. So this is now coming to the West. This fear that I used to live in the Muslim world, which is fear of speaking my mind, fear of saying the truth, is now following me to America. And we are infecting this society with fear. My culture of origin is now infecting America with fear of speaking the truth. And unfortunately, we have an administration now that is allowing this to happen and finding excuses for it. And that scares the hell out of me.
Let's back up just a little bit. You talked about how you came to America, and at that point you obviously learned a lot more about world history and the history of the region you grew up in, and came away with a very different perspective. How about your conversion to Christianity? How much of an impact did that have on your view towards the Middle East?
Well, it just opened another angle to the truth completely. The misinformation that I grew up with became clear. When I came to America, I found out that as a woman, I have equal rights here, and something that I never, ever felt I was worthy of when I lived in the Muslim world, because a woman lives under totally different legal system than a man. If you're a Muslim, if you're a non-Muslim living in the Muslim world, you live under a completely, totally different legal code than a Muslim. So equal rights under the law does not exist in Sharia, Islamic law, and speaking your mind is illegal. It's actually illegal. Certain facts cannot be mentioned because it's going to offend people. So they can offend Jews and Christians as much as they want. It is legal. But dare anybody say that Islam wants to kill me, then everybody's offended and they will actually kill you. So this double standard that I grew up with, I thought it was normal. I used to hear our Muslim leaders preach so much hate towards non-Muslims daily from the pulpits of mosques. And believe it or not, if you grow up with such kind of prayers, it can feel and sound normal and holy. It's my right. As a Muslim, it's your right to insult everybody, but no one has the right to defend themselves against this insult. And this is the sad part of my upbringing, that thank God I learned in America the truth.
Let's have you briefly talk about your organization, Arabs for Israel. I know from reading your materials that to be supportive of the nation of Israel and the state of Israel and recognizing its existence from your perspective does not necessarily mean you have to take an anti-Arab perspective. So what do
Absolutely. I mean, I want the best for both my people, the Arab world, and for Israel. And we want nothing but peace in the Middle East. And unfortunately, I speak because I support Israel, and at the same time, I love my culture of origin. But my culture of origin is living in denial, and it's becoming a danger to world peace. And I speak out of love for my culture of origin, because this destructive ideology, it does not only hurt Israel. Terrorism doesn't only hurt Israel and America. It hurts the moral fabric and goodness in Arab culture. This is not good for Arab children. It is child abuse. I grew up with this kind of child abuse. When you are taught hate from birth until you become an adult, and then you go and kill yourself to blow up other people, or you live with constant anger. It doesn't have to make you do terrorism, but you can live with constant anger and fear. This kind of upbringing is damaging to Arabs themselves, and it's time for us to tell our people this is wrong. This is not. This kind of us against them mentality has to end. But nobody has the courage in the Middle East to do it, and even our president is caving in to this kind of ideology. Here we have our ambassador killed, and nobody wants to say this is a. It took them 10 days to admit this is a terror attack. I mean, we don't want to offend them when they kill us. I mean, this is reaching a pathological a level that scares the hell out of me.
How do you break through the propaganda? If you're going to bring Arabs and Israelis together and embracing an idea of coexisting and peace in the Middle East, how do you break through the propaganda and the generations and generations of preconceived notions?
The most important thing for any solution to any problem, and that includes the Middle East Arab-Israeli conflict, is to deal with the truth, with reality. The problem is, for 1,400 years, the Muslim world has not been dealing with reality. The number one enemy of Islam is the truth, and it's not the fault of the Jews. The Jews have done nothing to deserve the treatment they've been getting from Arabs. This is a problem that goes back to the 7th century, when the Jews rejected Muhammad to convert to Islam. They became the enemies of Islam, and he decapitated 800 or 900 Jewish men and took their wives and their children as slaves and sexual slaves. And that became the mission of Islam until today. Unless the Muslims understand that they have a problem in their religion that they have to discard now, in order to save their religion, they must forgive. It's time for Muslims to really self-criticize for a change. They have been criticizing the whole world for 1,400 years, blaming the whole world, blaming the Jews and the Christians and the pagans and you name it. It's time for Muslims to put their weapons down and start really looking within for solutions. And when this happens, Islam will come back to the world, will be welcomed back in a world of coexistence. But as long as Islam is an us against them kind of ideology, they will never have peace. And it's time for Islam to really face the truth.
Noni Darwish is the founder of Arabs for Israel. She was born in Egypt, raised a Muslim, came to the United States, converted to Christianity, and now, of course, is head of an organization with the goal of providing peace, real peace in the Middle East by greater understanding of the truth between Arabs and Israelis. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.